I read that there are two types of people. Those who work and those who take credit. I belong to the second category. You see, everywhere I go and I inaugurate our mission centers or different projects, the hard work is done by the entire team, but I get the credit that I inaugurated. Today it is my again great privilege to inaugurate this new mission center called Chinmay Niketan. Niketan means abode, a dwelling place. Chinmay is the name of our spiritual master. So I extend very hearty congratulations to all members of Chinmay Mission Atlanta here, their supporters, all those who are present here, or even those who could not attend this program today. I invoke God's grace and our Puja Gurudev's blessings on one and all. When we inaugurate our spiritual mission center, a question is generally asked, so what are you going to do here? I am going to tell you very briefly. The main purpose and objective of such a center is inner transformation of the individual. Present time, you know, there is called information technology. And I think in this area, everybody is in IT, IT, IT. Whomever I meet, you know, IT. Information technology. But here we teach transformation technology. Inner transformation. And how do we bring about that inner transformation? One is called the very holistic vision of life we must have in life. So one thing is called vision. Second is devotion. And third is service. When these three aspects, they come in man's life, then alone there is real transformation of that person. So in this center, not only I'm talking of this Chinmay Mission Atlanta, but in our all Chinmay Mission Center, our attempt is to have regular classes on the study of the scriptures which give us the vision of life. That must happen. They must gain that knowledge. And we always have a presiding deity. And here we have installed Lord Sri Rama, Sita, Lakshman, Hanuman. Those who are familiar with the story of Ramayana, they know the importance of this. So their heart is filled with devotion. And the third aspect is, I had read one at one place, at Khalil Gibran's book, work is love made visible. Or what you call service. What is service? Our love, which is felt in our heart, is made visible through our action. In the traditional language of our Hindu scriptures, we call as jnana, bhakti, and seva, karma yoga, knowledge, devotion, and service. And the murtis that we have installed here, in the middle is Lord Rama. He represents knowledge, wisdom. And on his left side, Sita Devi. She represents devotion, peace. Shanti Videha Suta Sahachari. Shanti, peace and devotion. On his right side, his younger brother Lakshmana, and that Lakshmana represents dispassion. Because see, if we are attached to this world and our own comforts, we can never render any service to anybody. And those who know the story, Lakshmana never thought of his own comforts, pleasures, totally detached and dispassionate. That's called Vairagya. In Sanskrit, it's called Vairagya, dispassion. And Hanuman, who is sitting there at the feet, in the form of a monkey. He assumed the form of a monkey, a deity, great deity, and with folded hand in the service. Nobody has done seva service like Hanumanji. So Hanumanji represents service. Lakshmana, detachment, dispassion. Rama, knowledge. And Sitaji, devotion. When our heart is filled with these virtues, then only there is completeness in our life. Then alone there is inner transformation. Otherwise, more and more of the same material things may bring some external what you call changes, and we say we feeling wonderful, but inside we are the same. So it should not happen that. Our inner life also must be enriched, not only outer life. And that's why this deity that is there. So when you look at Rama, Lakshmana, Sita, Hanuman, we look at them with all devotion, that's right. But also understand what do they really stand for. And then try to imbibe those qualities in our life. This is the very purpose of Chinmay Niketan. And as I told you, of every mission center that we have, there is one plaque that is unveiled today. There I have written this. What we supposed to have here. And for what this building is here. So I am very, very happy. And my special appreciations to our Dr. Raghu and Geeta. They really worked with total devotion and dedication. Of course, with everybody's support. Thank you all very much for this. Now, we have some 3 days. And our theme of the 3 days talks is called Bhakti Yoga. Yoga of devotion, theme of devotion in Sri Ramcharitmanas, Ramayana, as composed by the great saint Goswami Tulsidas. Now, before we begin, let us sing the name of the Lord first, and then we'll begin that, okay? Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram 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 Jai Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Siyavar Ramachandra ki Pavana Sut Hanuman ki Sadguru Nath Maharaj ki. The word devotion is known to everyone. And there are many, many examples of devotion and devotees. But at the same time, there are so many different ideas or notions or concepts of devotion that are there in people's mind. Some of people think devotion lies in particular kinds of acts, rituals, action. So for them, devotion is a kind of action. Like, you know, you go to the temple every day, or in your own house also, you may have an altar and you spend a lot of time in worshipping, chanting the name, singing many hymns and all that. So bhakti is understood as a kriya. Kriya means action. But is it a sure sign? Suppose someone is doing such a kind of rituals for hours together. Is it necessarily that person is a great devotee? A devotee may do all these things, may not do also. But just because someone is doing, that doesn't make that person a true devotee as such. Because we find there are many people who are not very much keen in doing all that. Sitting there doing many ceremonial rituals and all that. So does it mean that that person is not a devotee or cannot be a devotee? Not necessary. Some people think devotion is a kind of emotion. Emotionalism, you know. Tears should come to your eyes and rolling down, and hair standing on their end, throat is choked. So they get up and start dancing. But it's so much of emotional outburst. So they think it is an expression of emotions. I have met some people who say they can never become a devotee because tears never come to their eyes. They can't cry. They can't weep. And they hear that though devotees were crying and weeping for God, and I can never, nothing happens to me. So I cannot become a devotee. So is it true that only when such emotions are there, then only you can say it is bhakti? Bhakti means devotion. This is one, but I tell you, there is a third notion is very peculiar. Some people are very proud of their intelligence and thinking. And they say, or they think, only those who are unintelligent people, for them is this path of devotion. You know, they can't think very serious and subtle. And so therefore, you don't bother about knowledge and all that. You can never understand. Do bhakti. So that means it is only for someone very unintelligent person. For that person is this path of devotion. So some things, it is an action. Something is an emotion. And some people think it is only for those who are not very, what you call, smart and not very, very bright, and for them only this path. Is it like that? No. Because we find the greatest scholars, greatest logicians and thinkers, they were great devotees of the Lord. So what is this bhakti? You know, we are studying this bhakti, devotion, as it is given in, as I said, Ramcharitmanas of Tulsidas ji. So at one place he says, the words are in the mouth of Rama himself. Jate begi drava umaye bhai, so mama bhagati bhagatu sukhadai. The beautiful definition of devotion, he says, that which touches the heart of the Lord and melts his heart, that is devotion. He does not say a particular thought is devotion, or particular act is devotion, or particular emotion is devotion. The point is, does it touch your heart? If it does, if it touches the heart of the Lord, it melts his heart, then that is devotion. I'll give some worldly example, because I think we can understand worldly examples, our day-to-day life. A mother was very busy because many guests were to come there and she had to cook for them. And alone she was. So she was just going on and then thinking, you know, how the work will be completed before all the guests come and all that and all that. And it is the Indian family, remember. An Indian family, you know, you don't get bread and all that ready-made. You have to make yourself all that. Make the dough, roll that, roast that, everything that you have to do. So she was doing. And husband, as husband, was not helping her. Why should I blame him? Because he was doing some other job and whatever is that. And she had only a 6-year-old daughter. And that daughter comes and she sees that mother, you know, overworked and so much things to do. And she says, "Mommy, you don't worry. I'm going to make all these bread, you know, rolling them and all that. I will help you in that." Now you know, 6-year-old, how much help will be there? It will be more problem than any help and all that. Right? But the very fact that little child understands the mother's problem or difficulties and all, and she comes and this much he tells. "You mother, you are the only one here who really understands. How I wish your father also understands this." Now, she has not even done anything, but only express that much, that is enough, isn't it? That will touch the heart of that mother. In Ramayana itself, there is a story, very famous story. You know, Rama had to build a bridge on the ocean. Those of you know the story, I don't have to tell more details. And it is said, also any huge monkeys, they were bringing rocks and writing the name of the Lord, and the rocks were floating because of God's grace. And there was a little squirrel. A squirrel. That squirrel was coming here, there, here. And the monkeys did not, "Why you are coming in the middle here, there, every time, you know?" And do you know what that squirrel was doing? Going to the waters of the ocean, roll in that. So that body, I think that was a she squirrel. I don't know whether she or he or whatever. And that squirrel used to wet her body, then roll in sand. So the sand particles will stick to her. Then she used to go and shake her body. So all those particles will fall down. Her intention was understood by Lord Rama only. That squirrel also wanted to help build that bridge. This is a very, very famous and most moving story that is there in Ramayana. And Bhagwan, the Lord, took the squirrel to him. Because other people didn't understand what that squirrel was trying to do. And he caressed her. Loved that. That is called devotion. Devotion doesn't depend upon extraordinary brilliance or extraordinary kind of work that you do, or how much you are able to verbalize. Otherwise, it is, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Very easy to say, but to actually love is very difficult. I hope you accept that. It's not very easy. Now, what is that devotion? It can be a thought, it can be an act, it can be feeling. It is not limited to any particular kind of thing. And how it is expressed. So, in bhakti, in devotion, there are three factors. One is called love. Second is called trust. And third is called respect, reverence. We find in all our worldly life that we love someone, but when it comes to trusting, there is a problem. I love that person, but I just can't trust. And some we can trust, but no feeling at all. That love doesn't arise. Love is called in Sanskrit prema. And that trust is called shraddha. Faith. Trust. And respect is called adar. Samman. Which that whom you value, you respect. Many things we may love, but we may not respect very much. We know that there is something greater than that. Higher, nobler something is there. Even though my mind gets attached to that. But I know there is something higher. So I respect something. You know, there are so many ideals in our life. We really respect those ideals. But what to do? Our mind goes to some other things and our attachments are different. When that love, respect, and trust, they come together, then that is called devotion. That's called bhakti. Now one more thing. That love also has to be unconditional. Love not because, but as they say, in spite. Always I remember one, I keep reading some books and thoughts and quotes and jokes and all that. I'm very fond of that. Because it's very difficult to read big books. So young woman asked the young man, you want to marry me because my father is going to give a lot of money. He said, of course not. Even if your uncle is giving, I will marry you. My marriage doesn't depend upon your father giving money. Uncle also will do. No problem. So now, I don't have to give a big commentary on this now. So if somebody's love is for certain things, if that thing is gone, love also will go. This unconditional love is called Paramaprema, supreme love. Supreme means unexcelled. Supreme means unconditional. Not because of this, because of that, because nothing. Love is for its own sake. In the same way, when you trust, that trust and faith also is unconditional. We see that so many people, they say that they had great faith or devotion for God, but now it is gone. I just don't believe it. I don't believe any. Why? Why? What happened? A particular man I remember very much. Long time back I had met him. He said he had great faith in God, but then he's completely gone. I said, what happened? He said he just wanted a transfer in his job from one place to another place. And he was praying to God. A Hindu man, praying to God. God, see that I'm transferred from this place to that place. And he said, nothing happened. So, he said, I transferred God only. I said, how did you transfer God? That means putting that idol of God and put in the river. Wow. See, our faith is so flimsy that if my desire or my prayer is answered the way I want, then I say, oh, the God is great and this and that. And if it's not, immediately, I don't believe. Now, what we think, God is our servant. Or wish fulfiller. We just go on giving a list of wish. Bhagavan, number one, number two, number three. Why our faith? Our faith gets shaken because the very nature of faith is not right. Our faith is what we think, if I think of God, that I say my prayers and then God has to answer them as I want. In other words, our faith is God is our wish fulfiller. But just think, if two persons are there and they are expressing their wish opposed to each other. Now what will happen then? Now two teams are there, of the soccer or baseball. Each team wants to defeat the other. God, help me defeat that team. And the other team also saying the same thing. Then what will happen? I don't know. Somebody will win, somebody will lose. Sometimes there is a tie. It ends in a draw. Right? But how that is possible? So please have that faith. God is not your wish fulfiller, but your well-wisher. There is a lot of difference between thinking of him as a wish fulfiller and well-wisher. Now all our parents, so many parents are sitting here. Are you well-wisher of your children or only wish fulfiller? As long as their wish is okay, you will fulfill that. But suppose the child is down with cold and cough and fever and all that is there, and then he wants ice cream. Will you give? Tell me, will you give? No, I love my child. Whatever he wants, let him have it. That cannot be. So what you say? You get well first. It's not that I don't want to give. But you have to get well. Not at this time. Simple example. Simple example. You know, I read very interesting thing. We feel that God doesn't answer our prayers. That whenever our wish is not fulfilled at that time, we think. But he says, great saint said, God answers your prayers in three ways. Sometimes he says yes and gives you what you want, what you like. Sometimes he says no and gives something better later on. And sometimes he says, wait. And if you can wait, you will get the best. I do not know whether you have seen in your own life. I have seen in my life. I'm giving that example not because I want to talk about my life, but I want to talk about God, God's grace. You see, I was studying and I completed my what you call the graduations, my college graduation, bachelor's degree. And I didn't want to study further and wanted to go to an ashram. But I didn't know where to go, what to do. So, you know, you just apply for the master's degree. I applied. And really I was praying to God, don't give me admission. Please see that I don't get any admission in any college. Because I can say, see, I never got any admission. I'm going to some college and all that. But strangely, I got it. You know, I got admission in a college in the city of Bhopal in Madhya Pradesh, central province. And I went there in 1969. And do you know, that was the year when our Puja Gurudev, our Swamiji, our spiritual master, he was visiting Bhopal city to give discourses, lectures on the Gita. And there I heard him, and today I'm sitting in front of you. You just think. Now, see, when I got the admission, I was very sad. Actually, Bhagwan, I was not asking for getting something. I was praying for not getting something. And still you gave. So when I went, I very sadly went. But I think that was the best thing that ever happened in my life. After that event, now I never say anything. If you have got something to say to God, you can. There is no problem. But remember, don't insist. That should happen only that way. It may not happen. Something better may come. Who knows? And therefore it is said, one is called a love, which is unconditional. The faith, the trust is also unconditional. And that respect is there because you understand the greatness. When you understand the greatness of someone, your heart will be filled with reverence. It is natural. But if you think of someone else, it's not anything great. Then it's difficult. Then you cannot have that respect and all that. So bhakti is that which touches the heart of the Lord. And his heart melts towards that devotee. Then that is called bhakti. Devotion. In that devotion, the elements are that there, unconditional love, total trust, and supreme reverence. But please understand, all these things don't happen all of a sudden. I always call this a discovery channel. You know, slowly, slowly you discover that. Sometimes, you know, you love, sometimes you don't love, sometimes you have faith, sometimes you don't have, sometimes you doubt. So many, it's a big journey. Long journey. And slowly you realize these various aspects. By your own experience and also the experiences of the great masters. Okay? That's how you will realize that. Just as when we go to school, we have got primary, high school, middle school, high school, college, and like that, levels are there, you know. In the school of devotion, also, there are preschool. Preschool, primaries, and all that, you know. There are different types of devotees are also there. See, today I'm giving you all the general idea of what is that bhakti topic actually, in general way. Two more days are also there. Then we'll see also in this Ramayana. So what are these three kinds of devotees? One is called Uttama. Uttama, the best, the first class, top class, the most advanced. Second devotee is called Madhyam, the middle one. Number two. And third is called Samanya. We'll call him beginner. We'll not call third rate. No. There is no third rate devotee. But only a beginner. So there is a beginner. Then there is someone who is more advanced. And the other is the most advanced. These are the devotees. And who are they? We should know that. Who are the devotees? So the number one is who looks at this entire world as only pervaded by that one Lord alone. Every even small ant maybe, any creature, any person, any being, for perception, they may be different. But in his vision, the all is divine. To see that divinity present everywhere, in his own heart, and also in each and everything and being, then that is the highest kind of devotee. Number one. And number two is, that person also he has got some devotion, but is not able to see that divinity in each and everything and every being, so he has got certain divisions. And so therefore, his feelings towards them also will be a little different for these days, for these days. As far as God is concerned, he has got great love. Then those who are devotees of God, he has got friendship, very friendly attitude towards him. Those who are ignorant, suffering, then he feels very compassion for them. But those who do not have any kind of feelings towards God or any spiritual value and all that, he doesn't hate them, but keeps distance. Upeksha. Prema, Maitri, Karuna, Upeksha. But the first one, he has got only love and love for everyone. There is no such kind of any other division. But the second one, he has got this love for God, friendliness for devotees, compassion for the suffering ones, and keeping distance, ignoring it. But not hating anyone. And who is the third one then? The third one, the beginner, is one whose idea of God is limited to a particular altar, statue, or place of worship, and only that, regularly doing something, that's all that is bhakti. More than that is not there. That is called samanya bhakta, or the beginner one. No problem, because we have to make a beginning somewhere. Because say many times people do not understand our this idol worship also. They say, what is this? But we say that is a beginning point. That just now, that's why in the beginning I told you what represents what. So first is you start from there. Slowly, when your mind becomes more and more subtle, more and more pure, and then you get a higher and higher vision, then what will happen? You will understand that Lord is not limited only to a particular form alone, but present everywhere. And then it will be wonderful. Okay. Now, once we understand this, the question arises. I told you what is, first of all, devotion. Then I also told you the kind of devotees. And when we discuss a topic of devotion, you know what are the topics in that? Number one will be, what is devotion? Who is a devotee? And what is God? Because that's the most important thing, is what is God? That also a topic of devotion. But I tell you, we can talk a lot about devotion and devotees and all that, but about God, what can we say? Can we say anything about what God is? With our limited mind and all that. Of course, if you go to the internet, lot of information is there on God, I tell you. Try. Lot of information. Somebody told me maximum information is there on that. So if you go there, you will learn lot about God. But not God. About God. One day even God went there and saw. And he said, my God, I did not know about myself so much that is here. Huh? So that is there. But in our scriptures on devotion, they say a very beautiful point. They say, you may read a lot about God, this, that. Everything is right only. But can you limit that God to a particular definition? Somebody says, God defined is God defiled. That means you make him limited. But limitlessness itself is that which is the very nature of the Lord. So you cannot limit in particular way. Huh? So what is the principle there in path of devotion? That when you grow in love for God, more and more, then God only reveals his nature to you. That is the principle. By yourself, you can never know that. You can gather a lot of information, but information itself is not knowledge, and information itself is not realization. You see, even in worldly plane, you can see this fact. Just tell me, who is the person to whom you open your heart? Don't say for bypass surgery to doctor. A surgeon. No, I'm not talking that heart. Haven't you heard yourself saying or someone else telling you? Generally, I never speak of all this to anybody. But I tell you, I can trust you. I love you, you love me, therefore I open my heart. And I tell you what is in my heart. Don't you do that? Huh? Once a child asked me, Swamiji, can you read other people's mind? I said, no, I can't, and I don't want also. That is another thing. Why should I know what is in the mind of other people? But the thing is, if you are with that person and you establish a good relationship, loving relationship, then that person only will tell what is there in his mind. Instead of me trying to find out what is there in that. So find out, here also we find, only when we love, it is revealed. And I'm not talking only of human beings. These scientists, how do they discover so many laws of nature and mysteries of nature? Because they are in tune. Totally, 100% tune. So what happens? The nature only reveals secrets to them. Those who love their animals, they understand animals' language also. Not only animals, even the trees and plants. True? That's why in Tulsi Ramayana, there is a very beautiful saying, so janahi jehi devu janai, janat tumahi hoi jai. That person realizes the nature of God, whom God only reveals his nature. And when he knows that nature, he does not remain separate from it. Becomes one, merges with that. Because love is always measured in terms of identification. And whomever you love, you feel your oneness with that. Correct? And when you don't love, a distance is created. One Mahatma told a very interesting point. When a person gets angry with other person, he shouts. Shouts or not, his voice raises. Even though the other person standing in front of him, and he is not deaf also. But when you are angry, do you know why? Because psychologically you have created distance. Because someone who is far away from me, if I have to speak to that person, I have to speak loudly only. I have to shout. True? Yes. So you create a distance mentally. And I shout, fight. And when heart is filled with love, have you seen this loving people? Or I loving when I say, I don't say only the man, woman. The mother talking to the baby, child. She doesn't scream and shout. Why? Because that love bridges the gap. You used to become one. And that is why it is said, so janahi jehi dehu janai janat tumahi hoi jai. And when you know that Lord, you become one with him. To give an example, when you know sleep, you become one with sleep. Try to remain separate from sleep and sleep. With open eyes. Can you know sleep? Remaining awake? No. You become one with it. And that is called sleep. Okay? I think this much is introduction. Enough today. And tomorrow, we will sing also Ramayana and take some what you call topic and also discuss that. All right? Now please get ready for Aarti. Okay. In the end again we just sing the name of the Lord. Veera Maruti, Gambira Maruti. Veera Maruti, Gambira Maruti. Veera Maruti, Ati Dheera Maruti. Geeta Maruti, Sangeeta Maruti. Duta Maruti, Rama Duta Maruti. Duta Maruti, Rama Duta Maruti. Bhakta Maruti, Parama Bhakta Maruti. Bhakta Maruti, Parama Bhakta Maruti. Veera Maruti, Gambira Maruti. Gambira Maruti, Gambira Maruti. Oh, he is also playing. Suddenly I say, was other on. You please get ready for the aarti. I am coming in a minute. We'll sing the Arti Ramayana, huh? Ramayana ji kya.
आरती श्री रामायण जी की कीर्ति कलित ललित सिय पीके गावत ब्रह्माधिक मुनि नारद वाल्मीक कवि ज्ञान विशारद सुख सनकादि शेष अरु सारद परनि पवन सुत कीर्ति नीके आरती श्री रामायण जी के गावत वेद पुराण अष्टदश छओ शास्त्र सब ग्रंथन कोरस मुनि जन धन संतन को सर्वस सार अंश सम्मत सब ही के आरती श्री रामायण जी के गावत संतत शंभु भवानी अरुघट संभव मुनि विज्ञानी व्यास आदि कवि भर्ज बखानी काग कुसुंडे गरुड़ के ही आरती श्री रामायण जी की कलिमल हरनी रस पी की सुभग सिंगार मुक्ति जुबती की दलन रोग भव मूरी अमी की तात मात सब विधि तुलसी की आरती श्री रामायण जी की आरती श्री रामायण की सियावर रामचंद्र की पवन सुत हनुमान की उमापति महादेव की जय बोलो भाई सब संतन की जय ही सद्गुरुनाथ महाराज की जय ओम पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ओम शांति 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 हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः
हरि ओम प्लीज टेक ए सीट फॉर वन मिनट
Hari Om. So we have food for you. So please, in the outside over here, they've got it set up. So please make sure and take some food before you go. And also a few quick announcements. Tomorrow we have a session set up for the chick and junior chick, meaning anyone that is 14 years or older. We have a session set up with Puja Guruji at 5:30 here in the hall. So please make sure you come and be here by 5:20, okay? And from 14s on up. And you don't have to be Balvihar students. So please, anybody 14 and up, please come with a meeting with Puja Guruji. And tomorrow morning, we meet again at 8:30. If you weren't here today, please come tomorrow. It'll be nice. We had a beautiful puja outside, havan outside puja here. So we'll be continuing that tomorrow as well. And Bhiksha, if anyone is interested in giving Bhiksha to Puja Guruji, please let one of us know up here and we'll direct you to the right person. Okay? Thank you, Hari Om.
कृष्ण गोविंद गोपाल गाते चलो अपनी मुक्ति का मार्ग बनाते चलो
कृष्ण गोविंद गोपाल गाते चलो अपनी मुक्ति का मार्ग बनाते चलो
कृष्ण गोविंद गोपाल गाते चलो अपनी मुक्ति का मार्ग बनाते चलो देखना इंद्रियों के न घोड़े भगे रात दिन इनको संयम के कोड़े लगे देखना इंद्रियों के न घोड़े भगे रात दिन इनको संयम के कोड़े लगे अपने रथ को सुमारग चलाते चलो अपने रथ को सुमारग चलाते चलो
अपनी मुक्ति का मार्ग बनाते चलो अपने गोविंद गोपाल गाते चलो अपनी मुक्ति का मार्ग बनाते चलो
प्राण जाए मगर नाम भूलो नहीं दुख में तड़पो नहीं सुख में फूलो नहीं प्राण जाए मगर नाम भूलो नहीं दुख में तड़पो नहीं सुख में फूलो नहीं नाम धन का खजाना बढ़ाते चलो नाम धन का खजाना बढ़ाते चलो
अपनी मुक्ति का मार्ग बनाते चलो कृष्ण गोविंद गोपाल गाते चलो अपनी मुक्ति का मार्ग बनाते चलो
काम करते रहो नाम जपते रहो पाप की वासनाओं से डरते रहो काम करते रहो नाम जपते रहो पाप की वासनाओं से डरते रहो प्रेम भक्ति के आंसू बहाते चलो प्रेम भक्ति के आंसू बहाते चलो
अपनी मुक्ति का मार्ग बनाते चलो कृष्ण गोविंद गोपाल गाते चलो अपनी मुक्ति का मार्ग बनाते चलो
कभी ना कभी दास पाएगा दर्शन कभी ना कभी दया आएगी उनको कभी ना कभी दास पाएगा दर्शन कभी ना कभी ऐसा विश्वास मन में जमाते चलो ऐसा विश्वास मन में जमाते चलो
अपनी मुक्ति का मार्ग बनाते चलो गोविंद गोपाल गाते चलो अपनी मुक्ति का मार्ग बनाते चलो कृष्ण गोविंद गोपाल गाते चलो अपनी मुक्ति का मार्ग बनाते चलो अपनी मुक्ति का मार्ग बनाते चलो अपनी मुक्ति का मार्ग बनाते चलो
हरि बोल हरि बोल
हरि हरि बोल
हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि हरि बोल
हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि हरि बोल
मुकुंद माधव गोविंद बोल
मुकुंद माधव गोविंद बोल
Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari Hari bol.
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 Mukund Madhav Govind bol.
Mukund Madhav Govind bol.
Mukund Madhav.
कृष्णचंद्र भगवान की जय, श्याम रामचंद्र की जय, सद्गुरुनाथ महाराज की जय। आज की भजन संध्या हम भगवान के और परम पूज्य गुरुदेव के चरण कमलों में अर्पित करते हैं। हमारे जितने भी सहयोगी यहाँ पे, उन सबको धन्यवाद। आप सबको बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद। ओम पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ओम।